morning, Vietnam.
Don't do fucking drugs.
What's up, everybody? Liam here for Bay Podcast episode 81. Okay, so the big news is that this is going to be the last podcast as you know it. Not necessarily our last piece of content, informative piece of content, but we've decided to do away with the podcast as we're doing this format just now in this episode, so it'll be the last episode of this kind. And all the little segments that we do and other ideas we have will be broken up into shorter pieces and released sporadically during the month, not just once a month like we've been doing for the last 8 years almost. We just decided that with the changing of the way our audience acts with our content and the numbers that we've been getting on the podcast, we just decided it's better to try something new. So that's what we're doing. I just want to thank all of the guys who've been faithful in watching or listening in every month for the last 8 years. I'm sure there's someone out there that might listen to every single one or watch every single one that we've ever put out. But yeah, it's time to switch gears and make use of our time a little better and hopefully be a little bit more effective with getting our word out there and keeping people informed about our events. What else? It was a good time for me doing this. I remember the first episode I did, and here we are. We did everything from game shows during COVID. We had a game show on the podcast for a while. We have the Bamies. That was a podcast, but I mean, pretty good that we kept it going for over. Yeah, pretty much almost eight years. Every month we did one. So going forward, I'm not sure what we're going to do just yet. I think we'll do, like, instead of a podcast for the pre-event or for how the event went after, it'll just be like an AAR video. And whoever's around that wants to do it on the base staff, they're good to go. With that said, I think recently with where we switched to the video platform for YouTube, I think a lot of the segments we had was good, good content, and I think people who just weren't tuning into the podcast enough to warrant doing them. Like, good example is the Lifer Hacks with Joe Sabia. If that wasn't in the first 5-10 minutes of the podcast, and that was towards the end, I don't think people were watching it. So I figured, why not just dedicate a segment or content on the YouTube channel with just Joe Sabia's Lifer Hacks, and that's just what it's going to be. Just like with the Supply Run Spotlight, or Stirring the Pod, or any of the other segments we've been doing recently, and then also in the past, we'll probably go back to stuff like that. So expect content. I think you'll see, in the long run, I'm hoping we'll see more content, just shorter content, and more sporadic. Obviously, we're not tied to doing it once a month now. So with that said, yeah, like I said, I want to appreciate all the guys that have been listening, have been watching all these years. I hope that you do tune into all the other stuff we put out and what we have planned for the future. So yeah, let's move on with this episode for that. That was the big news, that this is the last episode that we're doing of the official Bay Podcast. All right, so next up is the Bamies. So the 2026 Bamies voting, the nomination process and the voting process all happened. The winners came in. I know who the winners are. So the plan was, we were supposed to do this a couple weeks ago. We were going to do the actual recording of the show. If you guys have listened to that before, it's a purely audio show. We have, effects like a studio audience, laugh track. We hunt everybody down to record acceptance speeches, and we have Bay celebs presenting awards. just with the weather and everyone's busy schedules, Stephen and I decided that we're just going to do something a little less formal, or I guess it's not going to have the same studio quality that we've had in the past with the BAMEs, but we'll go through all the awards and all the nominees and go through the winners and maybe, you know, give a little quick talk about each winner and just go through that. So at least the guys who won those awards are honored and recognized. So stay tuned for that. I think the plan was sometime in the next week. As of this recording, I think it's going to either be this week or the week after. And either Stephen will come down and we'll do it, or we're just going to do it like we did like a Zoom call kind of thing and just go down the list. We have 30 awards. The voting was very tight. I'll say that much. Some surprising wins, some not so surprising. But yeah, I just love, it was one of my favorite things to do was the BAMEs and editing it and giving it that production quality that we're still going to try to stick with. Obviously not for this year's BAMEs, but maybe in the future. The snow really did a number on us. Like Ferrucci was supposed to come through, and he's been missing for like 3 weeks now in a row, just with plowing snow and having to move it for his job. So we'll move on from there, and I'm going to go with another rendition of Lifer Hacks with Joe Sabia.
It's Joe Sabia and Lifer Hacks.
Thank you, and welcome back to Lifer Hacks, a series dedicated to improving the well-being and authenticity of the reenactors that attend Broken Arrow events, thus raising the bar for the event itself. Lesson 5 of Lifer Hacks, Tips and Tricks for the Trails, Extra Boots. Our events occur in all kinds of weather, and usually when it rains, it pours. It seems like there's at least one day each season when everyone's boots get waterlogged. Troopers that heeded suggestions to bring a second pair were glad they did. But make sure your boots fit. If all you have are Fox, Rothko, or WPG boots and they're too big due to how they're sized, you should get a new pair that fit properly and use your current pair as backups. However, there's an easy way to make sure your boots fit as they should. Sadly, some companies sell them without insoles. If your boots did not come with some sort of cushion, you will want to get something that will provide shock absorption, which will also take up the slack in seemingly ill-fitting boots. I strongly suggest Benz Backwoods Thermal Mesh Insoles. They are just like the orange nylon mesh insoles issued with GI Jungle boots, but are a little bit thicker, ensuring a long life. The benefit of nylon mesh is that it doesn't get wet, so you won't be stepping on a soggy cushion sole. There's also something to be said about buying quality. Even if your boots are made by the aforementioned brands and fit well, you may want to consider relegating them to backup, as they have a mixed reputation when it comes to durability, especially in wet and muddy environments. This is Sergeant Sabia signing off. Please, show some respect and come correct.
All right, thank you, Joe. So, the next bit of content that we've been working on, you guys have probably heard about this, you've probably seen the trailer, you've maybe seen the teaser that we had, is the show Hooch the Bay Show, which is a 60s mid-century era style sitcom that we've been working on. It's centered around the Hooch. We've recorded close to 6 episodes, or at least pieces of 6 episodes. I think we have 4 full episodes shot, and then another 2 bits and pieces of them shot. So the season's scheduled to be 12 episodes. We're just about halfway there. The last shooting session we had just about every single person on the cast here, getting all their little bits in. Some guys had more speaking roles than others. Obviously, Some of them, they're just an extra in an episode, so they have to be here, but they're not necessarily talking. Steven was a good example. He, I think he came all this way, and we filmed all those episodes, and he was a background character in one episode, and he was, like, freaking out. Like, that was it. I think that was the only speaking role he had, so it technically wasn't even a speaking role. It was just him acting in the background. Randy, another one, he's got a few speaking roles. Like, he has a few good episodes where he speaks. So I really want to get him involved because he's so funny. But he really didn't have much to do in this session. So we have to do another one. I want to say, ideally, shooting would be done at the end of March. And April, I would probably take that time to edit. So maybe for the summer. The idea was to get them released for the build up to our big event. So it would be like a release 12 weeks during the summer. That's the plan, at least. We'll see how it goes. With the weather didn't really agree with us. A lot of it, like I said, Ferrucci was missing. He's a big role. He's in a lot of the episodes. He's a main guy on the show, and he couldn't make it to the big day that we had everybody. So we had to shoot around him, and we made it work. But we had a few laughs. It was a good time. So yeah, we'll expect more from there, and we'll keep you guys posted on that show and that project. All right, so other than that, the only thing we have really going on is pushing people to get to sign up for events. And right now, I want to say signups are decent for Tiger Mountain. I still think there are a lot of guys that are waiting. By the time this podcast episode releases, the price has gone up. So it's still cheaper than what it's going to be at the final price for the summer. So if you're waiting on it, get signed up. And obviously we need a certain amount of funds before June to pay for insurance. Obviously, I mean, full transparency, that's really what it's a race to raise funds for June. So but that said, Tiger Mountain's really shipping up. We got a lot planned. Just we're building off of, I think, my point of view, it's different than everyone else's on staff, but I think last year was very successful, and we just got to build up on it. One of the easy things to build up on that is getting more people involved in the back end, behind the scenes. Obviously, showing up and registering the event, showing up to the event early is one way to do that. But other stuff too, administrative stuff or party planning or just simple stuff like running the baseball game. So if you do want to get involved, reach out to me. Staff guys are all nice. It's a great group of guys. So if you really do want to get involved and jump on the staff bandwagon, let me know. Okay. Other event that's shaping up is ComDuck. We just had a call with the Arvin contingent regarding that event, and interest is there, and I'm going to tell you right now, this rarely happens, but the NVA registrations are more than the Allied forces right now. So there's more NVA than CIGI and Arvin combined. And that's not counting the staff guys that are 100% going and they just haven't signed up yet, including myself. So I think that's going to be a really interesting event for that reason. The NVA already, I think, have the upper hand because they really do set the tempo and dictate the battles and the firefights. So when they have that, if they're close to even numbers for whoever they're fighting, it really makes it that much harder and challenging for the force that's hunting them. So yeah, I did see a few of the Arvin guys trickle in and sign up in the last week or so after our call. So that call really did, I think, get guys fired up and hopefully motivated to sign up. A few more stragglers. I'm hoping, I don't want to call names out just yet, but a few more stragglers I saw did not register, and they really should. And lastly, the last event we have up on our website is Bay Condo. We also had a few guys sign up for Bay Condo this last week, which is really cool. I'm really excited for that because I'm really excited to work on the curriculum. And that curriculum is a project that Steven and I will be working on in February. And we plan to utilize it at events as well. So if anyone was at last year's Green Lightning, I felt the training, and not to take away anything from the guys that were running it, but I think they weren't prepared because they didn't know they had to do it. So I'm trying to make a playbook that we can utilize, and it's kind of an easy thing to follow ad hoc or just follow the book at events. So it's something that'll set the bar for our event training as well. So all right, so guys, you know what? I think that's it. I'm a little sad to see the Bay Podcast go, I'm not going to lie. But I think this is the right direction for us to adapt and grow. And something Freudian slip, right? Something my dad said that he always loved about Bay, and even me, you know, the brain trust behind it, is that we always innovate and we're always trying to change things up or see what works. And yeah, I guess it can be seen as like throwing shit on the wall and see if it sticks. And that's really a lot of it. But just trying to change things up and try something different. I think this is the right direction for us. And it's something that I'm really interested to see how it plays out for us. So, anybody in the comments below, like, let me know what you guys think. This is the right thing to do. And, guys, I'll see you in future content on the, on Bay's YouTube. All right, guys, thanks. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you.